Next patient is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, 6/18/56, 2/21/2024. Kenneth was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Patient's niece, Michelle, is present. Patient is, Michelle is both his niece and his caregiver. Patient is on hospice now for end-stage COPD, continues to refuse oxygen. Michelle tells me that Kenneth is having more issues with shortness of breath, difficulty walking, increased anxiety, also history of chest pain and angina pectoris, period. Patient also has a history of increased confusion related to hypoperfusion, coronary artery disease, as well as his end-stage COPD, period. She requires a nursing visit for wound care nurses to visit him on a regular basis. He has a visit coming up tomorrow about the right ankle stasis ulcer related to his long-standing diabetes, period. He also has severe neuropathy, diabetic neuropathy related to pain, pain related to diabetic neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, taking Tylenol number 3 around the clock to control his pain, period. His activity level has been diminished. He's sleeping more and has decreased appetite. Patient is refusing to have his blood sugar taken, but Michelle feels like the blood sugars are out of control, period. Did I say he has a KPA score of 40%? Good. Thank you.